Yeah. Mayor Kelleher, you've obviously had a lot of interaction with your constituents at public meetings and out in the public, but how much interaction would you say in this first year or so have you had with people reaching out to you directly, phone, email, or stopping by City Hall when you've been there?
On average, there's probably 3 or 4 interactions every month.
Okay.
I would say probably about 1 a week. Someone will call, email, or stop by.
And is there a specific issue that they discuss with you? Or?
Typically, it's whatever is going on in the media or with the city.
Sure.
You know, when the mall was
the
going
hot
through.
Topic.
Yeah, when the mall was going through, people were talking about the mall and when sustainable beef, the couple times a year, it's become a big issue that people usually be reaching out about sustainable beef. And when other things are going on, pickleball, things like that, people are coming in and talking about that sort of stuff.
Sure.
So I did have a visit from the tennis folks a couple months ago, and
okay.
There was 16 of them, so we had to go into the council chamber, I think, or maybe 15. I don't recall the number exactly.
A little too much for the office to hold.
So. Yeah, but it was a great conversation, and good. It was important. So I'm glad they came in and visited. It's really a lot of fun when people come and they tell you face-to-face what they want, what their concerns are, because then you can actually make a connection with them and you feel like you can actually do something. Mm-hmm. You can ask valid questions and make sure that there's really some progress made as a result of that conversation. When somebody just sends you an email complaining about something, it's not always as easy to resolve their issue or let them understand the reason behind whatever they're upset about is. And it's just nice when people actually come to visit you.
And Mayor Kelleher, just in general speaking, as an elected official, getting to know you, I can tell you really love that interaction, and you could thrive off of it too, as you said a minute ago, but if there's anybody in the city of North Platte that wants to get in contact with you directly to discuss a city issue, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way to do it is either call City Hall and ask for an appointment with the mayor, or there's a web form on the city's website, and you can just email, hey, I'd like an appointment with the mayor, and it'll land in my email box, and either Renee or I call you and set up the appointment. That's the most efficient way to do it.
And folks could always email, too, if they just want to get a point across that way digitally or just a quick note or something.
Yep, of course, and I've had a number of people over the last year who've just sent, hey, I just want you to know my opinion on XYZ issue is this, and they'll tell me. And it is helpful because it lets you kind of know where some of the community sits. And sometimes you'd think we get a lot of calls about issues, and we don't always. Sometimes it's less than 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we live in a town of circa 25,000 people, and you only hear from 10. You don't necessarily feel like
not
you have a good comfort on where the public sits on an issue. So.
And it's even more challenging for you representing the entire city. For council representatives, you know, they only represent a fraction of the population, but you represent the entire population.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, to be fair, I think the council members often get a little more interaction with the public than I do.
Sure.
Just based on what they tell me.
Yeah, and that's kind of natural, too, to where they're going to be voting on each and every issue. Obviously, your vote only comes in the event of a tie. So.
That is correct.
Well, Mayor Kelleher, last night's North Platte City Council meeting was a great one. It started off with a longtime individual that's been employed by the City of North Platte being promoted to the only rank that he's not held in the North Platte Police Department.
That's right. I had the pleasure of swearing in Steve Reeves as our police chief here in North Platte for the however long he chooses to stay there.
Hopefully for quite a while.
Hopefully for quite a while. Yep, and former Chief Hudson was back and actually pinned his badge on him, so that was very nice.
He didn't miss, did he?
Well, Steve didn't quiver, so I think it was okay.
Okay,
so,
good.
Or flinch,
good.
I should say. There was no quivering or flinching. Yeah.
With those two yahoos, anything can happen.
That's right. That's right.
But in all seriousness, this is a very big job for the mayor to fill. You have a recommending body for it, but at the end of the day, this appointment is the mayor's decision and Penn's council approval, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And the council approved the appointment unanimously, which I thought was fantastic. Also, I would mention that there was easily half the police force sitting in the audience observing.
Have you ever felt safer?
Yes, so there was no crime in City Hall last night. There's no question about that. I'm not sure what was going on in the rest of the town, but City Hall was very safe. So.
And we know when Chief Reeves took over as the interim chief of police, it wasn't just the North Platte Police Department in attendance, the Lake County Sheriff's Office as well.
That's right. There were several members of the Sheriff's Office present, at least one, maybe two county commissioners. And so it was a great show of community support for that decision, which makes the decision easier, and it also sets Mr. Reeves up to be successful, which is the most important thing, because if the police chief is successful, the community is successful, we're moving forward, that's what's important.
And crime, as the sheriff has said several times, by appointment only, too. He made that joke at the beginning of the pandemic, so if anybody wants to schedule local crime, Steve Reeves is the contact.
That's right.
Mayor Kelleher, other exciting news out of last night's North Platte City Council meeting revolved around an agreement for some baseball here in the city of North Platte over at Billwood Field.
That's right. Some folks are bringing basically a college-level baseball team to Billwood Field, and they're going to share the field, in essence, with the Legion. And it's a league that's been put together by some folks who've been doing this for several years. There are other teams in Scotts Bluff and Hastings and some other places around the state and the region. And they're going to play, I believe it's 32 games throughout the course of the summer. And their baseball players will be hosted with families here in town. So it's going to be quite an exciting thing. It's going to bring people to North Platte. It's going to probably reinvigorate the baseball world in our community. Mm-hmm. Which I think is fantastic. It's somewhat of an experiment. You never know how the new business is going to go the first couple of years, but you can buy season tickets, and they're going to improve the concessions. Not that they're bad, but they're going to improve the concessions out there, and it'll be one more thing for people in North Platte to do in the evenings. I'm looking forward to them being here.
Another entertainment venue, and I think Councilman Lucas, when he came on to preview the agenda yesterday, said that he feels North Platte's a baseball town, and I would agree with that. I think that Western Nebraska enjoys the sport of baseball, and we'll talk to Lisa Burke about it in the new calendar year, but I think this is going to bring more bodies into the community, kind of like you said, Mayor Kelleher, and they're not going to come just to watch baseball. They're going to go across the street to Cody Park, dine at some of our local restaurants, maybe do a little shopping.
That's right. With 32 games, that's going to bring, well, it won't be 32 teams, but teams from outside of the community 32 times into town.
They're going to bring their wives, husbands, whatever, and it'll be all sorts of fun.
Yep,
yeah, they do a great job out in Scotts Bluff. I was out there when they started it, and it has just really revived things. I mean, that's a family outing. That's a place. They've got a spot now for businesses out there. They've really grown it. The stadium has grown, or the ball field has grown, that they have a place for businesses to do entertaining, bring their customers, and they've really made it a great go of it out there. So I do agree with your statement on Western Nebraska liking baseball.
Another feather in the cap for North Platte, I'd say.
That's right. And one of the things I'm excited about, just from the, let's call it the boring budget perspective, is the revenue that the city comes, or earns rather, from leasing the field to the league. Will be all that revenue will be reinvested in the field. So we'll use that money to improve Billwood Field and the structures around immediately around it over hopefully several years. And so it's a reinvestment in something that's very important to historical North Platte. I'm very excited about that as well.
Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add from last night's North Platte City Council meeting?
Well, we had to have about an hour and 10 or 15 minute executive session. I don't remember the exact time frame. And then after that, the council came out and improved the city's employee handbook as presented in the materials in the council.
And that's been the brainchild that the city administrator's taken on. And that's quite a project to take on, too. I know I have my handbook here from the radio station that after Councilman Lucas brought up the handbook a minute ago that I thumbed through and I thought, my goodness, the city administrator tackled this as he's still a relatively new employee, and that's a lot to do.
It is. There's a lot in that handbook. It has not been fundamentally modified for really 25 years.
Okay.
And so many of the changes were geared around how business is done, how the workforce functions now versus what it did in the mid-90s.
Just bringing it here to the new age.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And there's a lot in there. It's a public document if anybody wants to review it. It's available. But it's an important step for the community. It's an important step for city employees. And it'll be interesting to see. I think for the most part, the city employees are going to be happy about it. You never do anything that makes everyone happy. That's just the nature of the way the world is. But I think for the most part, people are going to be happy about it. One of the things that I'm particularly excited about is from the recruitment perspective and the way the previous handbook was written is when you went to work for the city of North Platte, in your first year, you didn't have any vacation time. None. You didn't get it until the 366th day, which in today's employment environment is challenging. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to get people to come to work and say, well, I'm not going to get to take a vacation
for
a year.
But we're going to keep you for a year.
Exactly. And obviously city employees get, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving and those days off, so that wasn't an issue. But now, with the changes to that system, they start earning vacation on the day that they start work.
Okay.
And now they aren't granted a whole chunk of vacation, but they start earning with every pay period,
which
is something that happens in pretty much every business nowadays.
That's a new wave of the business industry.
Exactly. And it's not so much new. It's been that way in most businesses for years.
Sure. But just bringing the handbook to date.
Right. That's one of the biggest changes. And there are some other changes in there, but those, you know, that's the gist of the major ones.
Now, this process, did it primarily involve the city administrator? Did he have to work with other department heads or the city attorney at all?
The city attorney is certainly involved. They started on the revision process, I don't remember, I want to say probably around a year ago, now, somewhere in that vicinity. I don't remember the exact time frame. And they worked a small committee, and there was a city administrator, I think, four or five other people were on that committee to look at the handbook, and some people had been there for a long time, so you had the history of why XYZ was in the book.
This is why this was here.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing.
Were some of these department heads with the city, too?
A few of them were, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was never actually at the committee meeting, so I'm not really sure who, but at one point Matt told me who it was. I just don't remember off the top of my head. But there was a group of five or six people that got together and looked at it.
Well, nice committee approach to it also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. And including the city administrator himself. So.
Well, actually, he has a contract. So
he does?
His
handbook's different then, or?
Well, he has certain things in his contract that are also addressed in the handbook, but his contract overrides it. But just for an example, I mean, Matt's contract has his maximum amount of vacation PTO that he can accumulate is about a third of what another city employee can accumulate based on his contract,
mm-hmm.
and that's his contract reflecting current employment thought processes versus what is in the handbook.
Sure.
Yeah, that's just a simple example.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mayor Kelleher, the city council meeting last night ran a little bit over 8 o'clock, I think is what you said?
Yeah, just a little bit before 8.
Very productive.
So, yeah. It was a good meeting. It was a nice meeting to have at the end of the year. Everyone, I think, was pretty jovial. We had some good conversations. Everyone's happy to see the holidays here, I think. And, you know, it's an important time to think about what's really important, mm-hmm. which honestly is not really politics. You know, what's important is having your family and your friends around you. I mean, that's why I brought my favorite person in the world here to the radio station with me, my lovely wife.
I've been here.
Wow, he must want some cookies.
Oh, you're referring to Terry. I thought oh, wow.
Oh. Sorry, Kristen. I think you're a really good guy.
Okay. I'll
play second fiddle to why. Okay, that's fine.
I don't know. How good are your cookies?
They're not very good. Come out of a tube or out of a container. So
that's right.
But, Terry, the Christmas season is definitely upon us. You guys recently had a get-together, too. A lot of fun activities for everybody that was in attendance, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah, we had a very busy week last week, so it was great. And again, it goes back to that family and friends and just surrounding yourself with the people that are important to you, mm-hmm. and bringing that positiveness and people that empower you to be a better you. So, yes, we do enjoy Christmas and National Lampoon's Christmas and White Christmas, and there's all sorts of Christmas movies that we'll be starting to watch now.
And Mayor Kelleher even has his Christmas shoes on here in the studio.
Yes, they're actually my most comfortable pair of shoes, so that's the main reason I have them on. But today we're doing something that's kind of become a tradition. My mother makes these fantastic cinnamon rolls.
Oh.
And so Terry and I are going to, when we're done here, we're going to go over and we're going to spend a good chunk of the day making and delivering cinnamon rolls.
That is so cool.
So I'll probably be back over here a little later with some cinnamon rolls for
you
guys.
I'm not going to complain about that.
Yes, that's right.
That's me learning the family recipe.
Well, me too. So,
well, very Merry Christmas to the both of you, Mayor Kelleher. We very much appreciate the partnership we have with the City of North Platte, and appreciate the time that you give to us every Wednesday morning after the council meeting, and so much other time, too, that our listeners are unaware of. You're very available to the public and to the media as well. It's a great partnership. And Terry, we always enjoy our updates with the foundation, and it makes my morning a little bit easier when Terry stops by too, Brandon, because she's one of those individuals where you know that you don't have to necessarily be prepared for the interview because she's passionate about the topic that she has on hand and can almost just turn the microphone on and walk out of the studio for 20 minutes and then come back in.
Wait,
well, I think she's here tomorrow.
No, not too much. Just the right amount of time.
Well, I appreciate the the partnership with all the media across the city. One of the most important things to do in government is to get the information out and get the facts out, let people know what's going on, because when you, in lack of a story, we human beings tend to make our own. So it's important to get the facts out there, let people know what's happening with all the issues. So I appreciate all the media, the print media, the TV, all the radio stations, the podcast. It's fantastic. And as long as we stick together and we all examine the facts, we're going to make this community grow. That's the important thing to do in 2022.
Absolutely. We're going to continue to make it grow in the new calendar year.
That's right.
A very Merry Christmas to the both of you. Thanks for the time.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning on the other side of this news break on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.